It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico has expanded vaccination eligibility in the state. All New Mexicans ages 16 and older who wish to be vaccinated against the coronavirus now have a chance to receive their shots. Monday marked the start of the expanded eligibility. State health officials said those who were part of the earlier phases will be prioritized, including healthcare workers and older New Mexicans with health conditions that put them at greater risk. A measure signed into law Monday by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham modernizes New Mexico's child support law, bringing the state into compliance with federal regulations and national best practices. The law updates the child support guideline statute to align with federal rules that are based on the combined parents' actual income and the non-custodial parents' ability to pay. On the Tuesday Health Watch, many schools are requiring masks for in-person learning, but that's not the case in all Texas schools, where Governor Greg Abbott ended a statewide mask mandate. And that presents dangers for children and families, especially those with certain medical conditions. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports.
Lindsay Walmsley spends over 2 hours a day prepping medications and giving them to her 5-year-old daughter, Addie. Each vial has its own colorful name.
Orange drop. And do you want me to sing on this one or no singing?
No singing.
Okay.
Yep. Addie has leukemia, a cancer of the blood. Drug treatments suppress her immune system. She's now in a maintenance phase of treatment. Her older brother, Noah, has been taking remote classes so he doesn't bring home any germs for things like COVID-19. He's hoping to go to in-person first grade.
Like two nights, I dreamed of it in a row.
Virtual learning has been a real challenge for Noah because he has a disorder that makes it hard to process sounds. Lindsay Walmsley says with work and doctor visits, she and her husband can't always sit with Noah at the computer.
It makes it almost impossible to learn anything of great value.
Plans to send Noah back to school in person have been in question. Their district, Birdville ISD, northeast of Fort Worth, decided it would no longer require masks for children under 10 years old when they're at their desks, so Noah could be more exposed to COVID and other diseases at school than he would have been a few weeks ago. It's a decision parents like Lindsay are wrestling with.
Do we send him and hope for the best and imagine that he will just somehow be protected, and I just don't sleep as well at night? Or do I just keep him home and absolutely devastate his world?
Other school districts like Eagle Mountain Saginaw, northwest of Fort Worth, decided to keep the mask mandate in place for everyone. Latricia and Shane Leonard live in that district. Shane is a sixth grader with sickle cell disease and asthma. When I met him, he and his mom were repping the sickle cell support group Maroon 9 with maroon t-shirts.
So your shirt doesn't match your shoes, but they match your shoes.
Because I like to match.
Shane says wearing a mask at school wasn't a big deal.
On the third day, it felt like my mask wasn't there. But and then I noticed whenever we got to lunch.
Wow.
It's kind of normal now.
I feel confident. I feel comfortable with him going.
Mom Latricia says Shane's grades were dropping with at-home school. During Christmas, she and her son both caught COVID-19. It was scary, but they recovered after mild cases. A lot is still unknown about the virus, though, especially the long-term effects. If masks weren't required at school, Latricia would keep Shane home.
If they were not wearing the mask, no, even though he knows how to protect himself, I just think that would be a risk, you know. Yeah. That would be too big of a risk.
Children are less likely to develop severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Nicholas Rister at Cook Children's Hospital says kids with weaker immune systems can do okay, even when they get COVID. It really depends on the specific pre-existing condition and the phase of treatment. Rister also says there's a dramatic drop in infection rates with masks in use.
You don't necessarily see the benefit. You know, we've been wearing these masks for a long time, but you don't see the infection that doesn't happen. You only see things when they do. So it's hard to realize how big of a difference you are making.
Rister says it's a really hard choice for a parent to send a child with a compromised immune system or a sibling into a school that's lifted its mask requirement. Lindsay Walmsley says going to in-person school has far higher stakes than, say, shopping in person.
Choosing to send my son to school to me, that's a basic right. That's something that to have equitable education for him that is safe, that's not the same as me just desiring to go into a store whenever I want without a mask on. It's just not the same.
The parents ultimately decided to send Noah to in-person first grade. They're teaching him how to keep his mask on because he might be the only one. I'm Brett Jaspers in Fort Worth.